What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Hump Day and Merch Day. It's so many important days wrapped in one.
And it's my anniversary.
Oh, yes.
My 2-year wedding anniversary. It's such a busy day. I was so overwhelmed this morning because we have the merch drop, which is already live. It's already sickening your shopping carts down.
Some of the products are so low inventory. We're going to have to put the future orders on pre-order. So make sure you head over to shopmorningtoast.com. Not Shop Hermes, and certainly not Shop Chanel. I know it's confusing for people. Shop at morningtoast.com. The How You Durn collection, phone cases, beanies, sweatshirts, the Redheads collection, mugs, notebooks, sweatshirts, everything. Did I forget anything?
Everything. I just want to show off my long sleeve because it hasn't been wearing it on the show. It's a Toast exclusive. It's a brown long sleeve with a little...
I would say it's a chocolate brown.
I would say so too. Mm-hmm. With a little small How You Durn emblem on the chest.
And I'm wearing the bone crew neck in the How You Durn collection. I'm just obsessed with the collection. Like this lasso. Like find me at Stagecoach wearing my How You Durn bone crew neck.
100% when it gets a little chilly at night.
Ooh, I'm ready for Luke Combs. Let me grab my bone sweatshirt.
How You Durn, Luke Combs.
How You Durn, Luke Combs.
So it's all very exciting. And make sure you get your merch ASAP so that no one else does.
Yeah. We are very excited about the drop. So thank you to everyone who has purchased and is loving.
Thank you to the Redheads who are showing up and showing out. I obviously knew that, like, since it's my passion project, like, I figured my passions would overflow and spill out towards other people. But, like, the Redheads are just showed up in droves this morning. And I just love you guys so much.
No, and honestly, I feel like it's a huge lesson in passion.
It is. Like, and it's really that old adage, like, if you do what you, you'll never work a day in your life. And I'm telling you, like, the Redheads has not worked to me. Like, it's just fun.
It's also that old adage, like, passion projects are passionate.
Yes, that old adage, secret projects, I'm sorry, passion projects over secret projects.
Yeah, it's also that old adage, I don't know if you've heard this one, that merch is available at shopmorningtoast.com. Have you heard that?
I have heard that. It's like kind of like super niche and like
I think it's actually Yiddish.
It's very like, old school.
Yeah, I think it's originally like a translated proverb from Yiddish.
Yes, a merch available at shopmorningtoast.com is the translation.
I think.
Yeah, we'll have to check our sources.
We have a great show for you guys today. Here's what we got. It's Wednesday, so we got the Fast Five Stories because the world is turning and you must be informed. It's super important. Mm-hmm. We've got the Real Housewives of Dallas recap, which I watched this morning, and it was actually very good. Mm-hmm. We've got Dear Toasters, which is our advice segment, which we do every Wednesday here. You write into deartoasters@gmail.com, and we'll answer your problems. We got three quandaries. That's the right word?
Yeah.
Three quandaries this week that could use our help. So we're on the way.
Call an ambulance, but not for you guys because we have Dear Toasters coming at you.
We also assigned yesterday our toast movie of the week, and we got so much. All of my friends were texting me. They were like, oh my God, I used to watch that movie as a kid. And you haven't been able to find the Cinderella version with Brandy and Whitney Houston on any streaming services, but Disney Plus finally like refurbished it, renewed the digital, whatever, and put it out. And I'm so excited to watch it.
I'm so excited to watch it. It's a great week of content. It's just a great week of toast. It's always an exciting week when there's a merchy week, a short week, an anniversary.
Oh, it's true. It's true. You know? Wow. I'm getting my Botox this afternoon. Like, that's exciting. Well, more exciting for your anniversary, but still something for me too.
Yeah. No, the anniversary is exciting. We're going to dinner.
Are you going to the restaurant I told you to go to?
I am going to the restaurant you told me to go to. I'm very excited. Also, it's like a little, no, it's still exciting. I'm just a little bummed because yesterday I restarted keto like in a major way. Like I went to Barnes & Noble like pull my arm. I had to go back.
Oh my God. We're literally, this is turning into a Barnes and Noble like stand
show. Yeah. I agree. So I went and I got some keto cookbooks because I really want to still be able to cook because that's so fun, but like make it within the keto guidelines because I'm ready to turn it around. You know, I've gotten to a
You're ready to turn the meat around. Love to hear potatoes.
No potatoes.
Okay, sorry.
Turn them upside down. Yeah.
That's exciting, like, for you.
It's not, but it's nice to, like, have a plan and know that if I stick to it, I'll get where I want to be going. Because this year has just been rough on my health.
No, you are trimming down, and I'm literally expanding as we sit here. So I just feel like this is a really balanced show.
Yeah. No, but I feel like if you look at the year as a whole, like, I've been expanding, and you've been trimming down.
Like, definitely not.
No, I feel like you look great.
Well, that's really nice and, like, of you to lie. Like, it's really nice. I don't really care. Like, it's just, I think it's important that we always stay balanced. And I think when you're the host and I'm the host, like, balance is never a problem.
Yeah, but I think sometimes it you know, it's like this, I guess.
Yes, no, it's...
It's like the scales of justice.
Thank you. You know, I couldn't think of the phrase. I want to say two things really quickly. So, one was, make sure to watch Cinderella, available on Disney+. We'll be recapping it on Friday. Two, in more Black History Month news. So, I've been doing cameos and donating 100% of my proceeds to Equal Justice Initiative, which we learned about last year when we watched Just Mercy as a community, and I was very impacted by it. And I really thought we were going to raise like $2,000-$3,000, and we're already at $7,000. And I like shared on my Instagram that I was we reached like $7,200, and I got another $1,000 in orders that I'm going to do today. So we're like, I feel like we might raise $10,000.
That's amazing.
And I like, that's a lot. Like,
that's a lot.
Like, that can actually like make a difference.
100%. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. So if you want to book me for a special event, birthday, bachelorette party, anything, Cameo, search me, Girl With No Job, 100% of the proceeds going to Equal Justice Initiative for the entire month. And we're only halfway through. So like, maybe I could get to like 14,000. I don't know. Just an idea.
That's amazing.
Oh, and the second thing I wanted to say was I had such an interesting experience last night that I was just telling you about. I was up super late on this Zoom that I got booked for like super last minute. And I'm excited for everyone to see because it was this like Jewish, it was for charity and it was like a Jewish event retelling the story of Purim because Purim's at the end of the month. And they had Jewish comedians like from all over the country put together. There was this great script that was written, like it was modernizing the story of Purim. And it made, the script was so funny.
Claudia and I were running lines.
We were crying.
I was crying laughing. Like,
it was really well done. And on Zoom, everyone got on and like did a table read, and they're going to stitch it together for YouTube. But it was like Jeff Garland, Bob Saget, Howie Mandel, Claudia Hochray. And it was actually so much fun. It was supposed to take like 30 minutes, but like everyone was just like cracking jokes like every 2 seconds. And I actually had a great time. Like, I didn't mind being up till one, which is crazy for me.
No, it sounds so fabulous. And
it really was.
I thought it was going to be live last night. I was going to tune in to watch because the script was so good and the cast is so good.
No, I literally...
And like, it's such a great idea. I mean, if you don't know the story of Purim, which most people probably don't. It's actually a great story.
Agreed.
One that is just very deeply interesting. So whenever it comes out, please share that with us because
I thought it was live too.
I'd love a Purim refresher.
I got a huge refresher. But I literally like messaged one of the people and I'm like, hey, like, where can I tell people to tune in? Like, need to send to my family. She was like, it's not live. So like, I was like, thank God I didn't send you guys a Zoom link that I had. Because imagine you like showed up to the private Zoom like.
That is so funny.
But it'll be out by the end of the month. And I actually am really excited about it because I think I did a good job of playing Zesher, Haman's wife. A very important role.
A very important role.
A small role, but important.
No, I think, I'm sure you did a great job.
It was hysterical.
I'm actually really excited that it was just a sweet treat.
Yeah, it was like a nice, it was like a fun little evening activity.
Great. Keep us posted on that.
We'll do.
Well, I guess without further ado.
You guess?
You know, I don't know. I feel like there's so much more to discuss. Like my anniversary, it really feels like my birthday because I'm getting tagged in so many stories, like of people throwing back to the wedding, which I'm going to do like a whole story later with some of the highlights. And maybe that's also what inspired me to restart my keto journey, like seeing all those fabulous photos of
myself. My time up today was also...
Like my chiseled self.
Pictures from your wedding. And it's just like crazy. What was it, 2 years ago?
Uh-huh.
Lifetime ago. Like, don't know the girl in that photo at all.
Yeah. It feels like a long time ago and a short time ago, especially because this year is just, you know, in the crapper.
Yeah.
And so it kind of just feels like my 1 year.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. 50% of also, your marriage has been in quarantine.
For sure. But also, like, Zach and I have spent more time together this year than, like, we would have in 10 years.
So you've really been married for 35 years.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, that's math.
That's math for you, yeah, guys.
That's what we do here, math.
Mathematicians.
Get off your ass, let's do some math. Okay. Now that we've sang, I think it's time.
Yeah, for the Fast Five stories.
Yeah.
It is time for the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. But not for me because I'm on keto.
Well, you can have Ezekiel bread.
No, I can't.
Oh, wow.
I could, like, make my own bread with almond flour, according to these cookbooks.
Oh, some people have too much time on their hands. Today's episode is brought to you by Bruch to get those little brushes. Those little pieces of toast out of your teeth. Bruch is the most, everyone knows, we've been talking about Bruch forever. People keep tagging me in their stories that they finally gave in, ordered the Bruch, and it has changed their life. It is the best electric toothbrush on the market. It is very reasonably priced. Some of them can cost like over $200. Bruch does not. It's very reasonably priced, and it works as good, better than any I've ever used, and I really mean that. The brush itself has 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. The battery life lasts 4 weeks, and it comes with a magnetic charging stand and a compact travel case. They also now have a subscription program, so you never have to forget to change your brush head again. Bruch ships your new replacement heads every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn-down brush head. Their electric toothbrush has a modern, aesthetically pleasing design, and it comes in trend-driven, seasonal colors and looks great on your bathroom counter. I know, I feel like the last time we did a read for them, I said I wanted to go look at the website and get maybe a new one because I have like millennial pink and it's super, super cute. But I just wanted to see the new seasonal trend driven colors and I haven't done that. So maybe I'll go do that today. But it's really a fabulous thing. We both went to the dentist and both got complimented on our brushing skills. And the doctor said, what kind of brush are you using? I said, doc, I'm not brushing. I'm brushing. If you want to get 15% off your Bruch toothbrush kit and the refill plan, you can use the promo code TOAST at Bruch.com. That's 15% off using promo code TOAST at Bruch.com. Again, that spelling is Bruch.com. You won't regret it. Check, you know, ask your local toaster because she probably has a Bruch.
Yeah, a lot of people have been getting Bruches and it's just a premium experience.
It's a premium. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. First story, love is in the air. I feel like with Valentine's Day having been this weekend, we're getting a lot of celeb love news.
Right, because maybe a lot of celebrities like took the opportunity to like, you know, make their relationship official on Valentine's Day.
So we have some lovely news. First up, Paris Hilton is engaged to Carter Room.
You know, I actually feel like this could be the one. I really do.
He could be the one.
Smooth talking, so rocking. He's got everything that a girl's wanting. Guitar cutie, he plays it groovy. And I can't keep myself from saying something stupid. Think I'm really falling for his line. Get butterflies when he says my name. He's got something special. He's got something special. And when he's looking at me, I don't wanna get all sentimental. He's got something special. Boom. He's got something special. And I can hardly believe something's telling me maybe he could be the one. He could be the one. You can tell me your name. I won't remember it. I'll remember that song till the day I die.
And those are our thoughts on Paris Hilton's engagement.
Honestly, it's really all that needs to be said because he's a smooth talker. So rockin'.
He is so rockin'. He's also cute. A venture capitalist.
It sounds like she found herself a businessman beau.
Like we've been recommending to all you celebs all these years.
She followed in the footsteps of Caitlin Bristow, and that's really admirable.
Really admirable. He proposed on a private island on February 13th after dating for about a year. He popped the question with an emerald-cut diamond ring designed by Jean Doucet.
Who?
Jean Doucet.
Oh, John Doucet. I love his work. Crying.
French.
No, John is actually a good friend of mine. He actually goes by Joe.
Joe. Okay. Yeah. So this is really exciting. I agree with you. Could be the one. And I just hope that it is.
Me too, especially because she was just in an interview when we spoke about it on the toast. She's really thinking about having kids, motherhood. So I don't know. I feel like, call me crazy. I see a rainbow ending.
I do. And though they're on a private island, I will be building my ship to hop
to get
on
there. Yeah, you can't fly there commercially, so you have to build your own ship.
Yeah, they actually, you have no choice but to ship.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
No, this is sweet. You know, as a close personal friend of Paris Hilton. I'm obviously thrilled for her, and I'm sure I'll be getting an invite to the wedding, you know, any day now.
Yes, for sure.
And actually, you know, I knew this. She, like, told me already. No kidding.
Are you ready for some more lovebird news?
Sure.
While we're on the topic? Because Kourtney Kardashian has made it Instagram official with Travis Barker.
Yes.
Jackie O is eating her words.
Yeah, no, that was, I knew it was real, but to see it really real was shocking.
I don't remember exactly what I said, but I feel as though I wasn't a believer. Like, I
you were a doubter,
non-believer,
once were her dreamers. One of these days, you'll open up your eyes.
And you'll realize Travis Barker is dating Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, I have a feeling I'm going to be annoying with singing today. I'm going to try and reel it in. Sorry.
Travis Barker is dating Kourtney Kardashian. They posted a super cute photo of their hands interlocked Tuesday night. Her nails are sickening, so romantic. And also, they had been seen, like, having dinner together. But again, the doubter non-believer in me could have been, like, their friends. They're having dinner.
What's the
big deal? But this is super romantic. And I'm really here for it.
And I'm impressed because I think that Kourtney Kardashian has atrocious taste in men. Like, I just always find myself not liking the people that she dates. Like, remember when she dated Justin Bieber? And Scott has his stuff together now, but he was deeply problematic for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Eunice, like, beat the shit out of some guy in an alley. That video, like, haunted me for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know a lot about Travis Barker. Maybe I'll find out that I don't like him. But all the music he released with Machine Gun Kelly is excellent. So far, I'm a fan.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard good things about him. So I'm sure that this is actually a great couple for you and Ben.
No, Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox, Kourtney Kardashian, Travis Barker, like, iconic foursome, maybe even better than Machine Gun Kelly, Megan Fox, Lala, and Randall.
Can't they be a sixsome?
Just foursomes are just really more.
I think they should be a sixsome because it's always good to have, like, a producer in the mix.
Yeah, and, like, two reality stars. I actually feel like Lala and Kourtney would have a lot to say. I feel like they both hate the reality life fame.
I so agree. I think they would all really get along. But I was going to say, I think this is a great couple for you and Ben to ship together.
Yeah.
Because, like, you love Kardashians and he loves rock music.
Yeah, no, as much as I've tried to, like, get Ben to care about things that I care about, like, he would never care.
I think he might care about this. Give it
a shot. I'll bring it up. I
think you guys could really bond over it.
I will. I'm happy that they confirmed it. I think that this is, like, a nice couple. And it's actually been a while since Kourtney dated someone, like, seriously and publicly. So,
yeah.
Here's hoping.
Meanwhile, I don't even want to mention it, but since we're on the topic of
Are you
going to
talk about Amelia?
Yeah. Like, Amelia and Scott being seen together in Miami, like, still not okay with it, not talking about it. Just want to let you guys know.
Yeah, it's every time I see them, it's, like, super.
It doesn't get more appropriate.
Yeah,
it just doesn't.
But maybe it will, because we used to say the same shit about Sophia and Scott.
I don't see myself changing my tune on this one, but you never know. Literally last week, I was, like, against Kourtney and Travis. I think I said I wouldn't build them a ship, even if it turned out to be true. And look at me. All aboard.
Look at you. You're already getting the materials. Paying for labor.
So I guess things can change. I just don't see that one changing for me.
Yeah, no, I don't like that couple at all.
Yeah. But a little more Kardashian news that I find quite interesting, and I think that you will too. Kendall Jenner announces that the launch of her new tequila company, and it's already won some big awards. Okay, yesterday, seemingly out of nowhere, the model announced her 818 tequila brand on Instagram.
I just have to say, if you're an avid TikTok user, this was not out of nowhere. We've known about this for a while.
You have? Why didn't you share it with me?
Oh, okay. So some girl, I'm blanking on her name and I'm really sorry, but she's already gotten credit from Kendall. She figured it out. Like, she put together all these screenshots of, like, them drinking a lot of tequila recently, and there was a bottle in the back of one of the pictures, and, like, no one would have noticed it. But she put together and she found the Instagram account that was private, and she blew it up. It blew up on TikTok. Drink 818, the tequila brand on Instagram, follows nobody except for the girl who discovered it on TikTok. Like, they're really embracing it because she was 100% right.
Wow.
She wasn't sure if it was Kylie's company or Kendall's company. I think in the end she narrowed it down to it being Kendall's company. And now, after, like, reading Kendall's post, I actually think this is, like, the smartest thing she could have done.
No, it sounds really brilliant. The spirit has been years in the making, according to the model, and has already anonymously won tasting competitions, including the World Tequila Awards. You should judge one of those competitions.
I couldn't agree more.
For a variety of categories, including Best Reposado Tequila and Best Añejo Tequila.
I'm more of a Blanco girl, but
she said on Instagram, quote, "For almost 4 years, I've been on a journey to create the best tasting tequila." Then I immediately checked her age to make sure that she was 21 when she started
trying.
How
old is she?
25.
Well, so she's probably been working on it for, like, 8 years, but she had to say 4.
100%. That was my thought.
That's a good thinking, good investigative tools.
After dozens of blind taste tests, trips... Oh, I'm sorry. I clicked on a hyperlink. After dozens of blind taste tests, trips to our distillery, and entering into world tasting competitions anonymously and winning, 3.5 years later, I think we've done it, she wrote in the post. This is what all we've been drinking for the last year, and I can't wait for everyone else to get their hands on this to enjoy it as much as we do. Drink 818 coming soon. So first of all, I mean, the way that she's billing it, like, it sounds like it's a delicious tasting tequila, so props for that. But also, I think a Kardashian liquor brand is a wonderful new category for them to expand into.
Right, that's what I was thinking, because there is so much overlap in their businesses. Like, there's multiple beauty, multiple skin, clothes. Like, it's all very niche. It's all very, like...
beauty and lifestyle.
Beauty and lifestyle. And I think that Kendall, first of all, now, like, having her own business, it's, like, fabulous outside of modeling, because modeling, sadly, does not last forever. It's a young woman's game, which is just... the industry is just so fucked up. But it is a new category, and I think that Kendall's the perfect one for it, because she really is, like, the one who parties the most. She's, like, the free spirit. She's the single one. And I think this could be her ticket to the next billionaire's club.
I think this could be her ticket, too.
I think all aboard.
And I love when someone finds their ticket.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I've been searching for mine every day of my life. But yeah, no, I think this is her ticket onto the cover of Forbes, just so they could take it back, because they're obsessed with the Kardashians and labeling them billionaires and non-billionaires.
And then taking it back, self-made, not self-made.
Yeah, no, they made that up and then took it back.
Yeah, they're like fighting with themselves. Yeah, it's no, an like, internal struggle.
Like, at the Forbes. Kardashians don't care.
Don't care. Billion is a billion.
Yeah. Well, I think in a year from now, we'll be watching this episode and we'll be like, wow, we were so right. We knew immediately that it was going to make her a billionaire.
Yeah. No, just when she posted this, like, I don't know if you guys felt the same way. Toaster's like, I just got a good vibe. I was like, oh, yep. Wow. A move that makes sense.
100%.
You know, it's not like trying to shoehorn it in. Like, it just...
it doesn't feel like a weird brand alignment. Like, it makes sense.
It's a natural next step, it seems like.
Couldn't agree more. Very excited for her, and really excited for the girl on TikTok who... just, like, made headlines by being an investigative journalist. We love to see that.
And are you excited to try the tequila? There is a Blanco. I don't know if the Blanco is award-winning, but...
no, I mean, honestly, at a certain point in the night, like, I'll start drinking toilet water, like, if it would get me drunk, so...
yeah.
I'll try anything. Send me a bottle.
Cool. Very exciting. I wonder when it will launch yeah. to the public. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, next story. More than 55,000 critics, quote, cancel Sia's music amid autism backlash.
Yes, I've
music,
been seeing this.
Her movie, not her... Music with a capital M, not a
is the name of the
M.
movie. It's called Music, the movie.
Yes, Sia's Music, the movie, is hitting a very sour note with thousands of online social justice warriors, says the New York Post.
Oh, this article is fucking, like, shady.
The singer-songwriter's feature directorial debut has already been widely panned by critics and otherwise concerned viewers, but that hasn't stopped the masses from rushing to sign a petition to have the film officially condemned by the industry by the way of removing its two 2021 Golden Globes. Globe Award nominations. Didn't realize it had been nominated for Golden Globes. The Change.org campaign has already amassed 55,000 signatures since the petition was launched by allies of the autism community last week, 50,000 of which came only in the last 24 hours. Related petitions on the website have also garnered substantial support. In Music, the movie, starring Best Actress Golden Globe nominee Kate Hudson and Leslie Odom Jr., former Dance Mom star Maddie Ziegler plays a nonverbal autistic teenager. Critics take aim primarily with the casting of neurotypical Ziegler, despite the available autistic actors. Representatives for the film did not immediately respond to the Post's request for comment.
Right, so we're kind of living in this interesting age right now, where in the last few years, it's become like... unacceptable to cast someone in a movie or a TV show as something they are not, you know?
Yes.
And I think a lot of people are split on this because it's like, well, actors act, so you can play a gay person and not be gay. You're an actor. And a lot of people are like, well, there's a lack of opportunity for actors with disabilities, for gay actors. So why not use the opportunity for with a gay role or a role with someone with disabilities and give that to someone who gets less opportunity? So... and I hear that. And to be honest, I wasn't sure how I felt about this thing until I saw clips of Maddie playing the autistic teenager. And not that I believe it was her intention at all, but it did feel like mocking,
yeah,
almost. And it felt like very strange and like definitely offensive to watch. Like, I don't know how all these people like watched the final edit and was like, yeah, we should put this out. Like,
yeah,
it was uncomfortable to watch.
It was uncomfortable to watch. And I think this is sort of reminding me of the story we reported on a few months ago with the Witches movie with Anne Hathaway. Where, again, sort of mocking disabled people.
And a missed opportunity for, you know, an actress with or actor with disabilities to have gotten that part.
Yeah.
I don't think there are many parts for written with for characters with one arm, you know?
Yeah.
And also, excuse me, I'm about to sneeze, but the other thing I was going to say, because we were just having this conversation, but there are like many iconic movies where the main character is on the spectrum or autistic, and the character who played the actor who played the character was not autistic or on the spectrum. Rain Man is one of them.
Yes.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape, Leonardo DiCaprio's the younger brother who is autistic, and it's just interesting like how much has changed, because we regard those as like some of the best movies of all time, and I've seen both of them and they're excellent, but that just can't happen today.
Yeah. Times change.
Yeah. And this movie just seems like a little out of touch.
It does seem out of touch. What's also interesting about it, we were just talking about, is that it was filmed like so many years ago.
Right. So now people, especially on TikTok, since Maddie's like a teen, is like, well, who are we going to blame here? Like, do we blame Maddie? Do we blame Sia? And what the consensus from the kids on TikTok is, you know, Maddie was 14. Sia is her godmother. She felt like she was, you know, being protected. Sia has always looked out for her. Like, ever since Sia, like, plucked her from obscurity on Dance Moms, Sia has always looked after her. I didn't even know that Sia was her godmother. And this was filmed a while ago, so Maddie was 14, and she had expressed that she felt, like, really weird doing this. And they were like, no, it's fine. It's just art. So I think the kids have officially taken the blame off of Maddie Ziegler. The thing is, while I do think that this is out of touch and not something I would watch, like, I'm not going to sign a million petitions. Like, I just am not going to watch it. Like, that's... Yeah. So that's
it's
where
a
I'm
personal
at.
Decision.
Yeah.
I think that that's appropriate.
But
we'll keep you posted.
This has been like a story for a long time, though. Like, because before the movie even came out, there was so much backlash. Like, I saw things on like Pop Crave and just like on Twitter.
Yes.
And I'm like, what is this movie? I thought it was a music video this whole time. I didn't know Sia was in the business of making movies now.
Yes. No, it's been a long time, the whole thing.
Yeah. And now it's finally out, I think, is why it's become such a big story.
Yes. Okay, our fifth and final story, a little royal news, a little SRN, sad royal news.
Oh my God, what is it?
Prince Philip, 99, has been admitted to the hospital in London after, quote, feeling unwell.
You know what? He'll be fine. Like, I feel like once a year we report on this and nobody bounces back better than Prince Philip. I really believe that.
The Duke of Edinburgh was taken to King Edward VII Hospital in London on Tuesday evening on the advice of his doctor after feeling unwell, Buckingham Palace says in a statement. He left Windsor Castle, where he's been staying with his wife, Queenie Vibe, since November amid the COVID lockdown, late on Tuesday, and is suspected to remain in the hospital for a few days. His Royal Highness is taking a precautionary measure on the advice of His Royal Highness's doctor after feeling unwell. So this, I feel like this, like most things, could go either way. You know,
yeah,
it's either
could.
You know, precautionary measure. He's the prince. We got
the best healthcare in the world.
Right. Or, I don't know, it's like when someone coughs in a movie.
Yeah, and like they took out their handkerchief and there's like a little bit of blood. Like that's how you know it's over in the movies, especially in like old-timey London. That's always how they show you.
When someone coughs, they're done.
It's over. But no, I don't know. I don't worry about Prince Philip. Like, I lay at night and I worry about a lot of things. And Prince Philip is not one of them. Like, he is resilient. He is 99 years old. He could probably outrun me, which is not saying much. But I think he's fine. Like, he's just, it's precautionary. They have to take care of their royals. And
yes.
He just needed a quick trip to the hospital. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay.
It is not his time.
I also saw a story that Prince William is like quaking over this Oprah interview because I think that, you know, they think maybe Harry and Meghan will spill the tea. Honestly, that just makes me want to watch the interview.
Of course.
More. And I honestly don't think that they will air any royal dirty laundry.
RDL, definitely not.
But I just thought that was an interesting factoid.
Oh, that is interesting. I didn't see that. But now, me as well, I'm feeling very excited for the interview.
Yeah.
March 13th, I think it was.
7th.
Yeah. Could be either way, you know.
Could be neither.
It's very true. Thank you for those Fast Five stories. I felt as though they were very informational and you definitely needed to know them.
You definitely did. So I guess we can get into our TV recap now.
Yes, Real Housewives of Dallas was on last night, their trip to Austin. And it was full of, you know, giggly moments, but also a decent amount of drama. And I don't know about you, but I stand firmly on Team Deandra.
Well, you do because you love Deandra.
Love.
And I don't know how I feel about them eavesdropping on Deandra's conversation where she's allowed to like express her opinion.
Especially on a TV show. Here's the thing. As you get older, you realize like just because you're talking with your friends, like I guess you could technically say, yes, I talk shit about every single one of my friends just because I express my feelings. Like, especially on a TV show where they obviously needed that scene, it was not fair of Carrie and Cameron to stand outside and then use it as a weapon because she didn't say anything bad. She was just saying how she felt.
Right. So I don't know how... I don't feel great about that. I don't think that's, like, grounds for Carrie to be so upset, like, knowing how Deandra personally feels. And I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I don't think I would have listened the whole time because, like, it does feel wrong to listen to someone's, like, private feelings.
And I believe it was either Tiffany or Stephanie who said, like, to eavesdrop and then use it as... I forget what they said, but it was just really well said. Like, to use it as, like, a weapon and, like, and I don't know what it was, but it was smart. Like, it's just, it's unfair territory. Like, that doesn't count.
Yeah. Like, we don't know Carrie's private feelings about Deandra.
Right, right. So people are entitled to privacy.
I agree with that. And I agree that it's not fair to use in this fight. And I feel like, one, she shouldn't have listened the whole time. You got the gist. Deandra's still mad. And two, like, maybe you take that to go and have a private conversation with her.
Right.
Not to, like, the way that she brought it up at the table, like, you know, being backhanded and then bringing it up in front of everyone. Like, if you really care about your friendship, which you're saying that you do, like, that's not how you mend friendships.
And by the way, when Deandra was in that room complaining, it was understandable. Like, her and Carrie have been fighting for months. She makes a speech to Tiffany.
Yeah.
Like, I would be upset too. Like, where's my apology? And the thing is, in their actual fight, I do think that they're both wrong. Like, they both are probably snooty. They both don't ask each other enough about what's going on in their lives. But I think the way that they're both reacting to the fight makes me more team Deandra. Like, I just think Carrie's so, like, heavy-handed and so rude in the things that she says. Like, even though it was weird as fuck when Tiffany started crying, like, about how she doesn't want her friends to fight because it reminds her of her parents fighting, like, it was so random. Carrie could have been a little bit nicer when Tiffany's sitting there crying.
Yeah.
Carrie's just very... harsh.
Yeah.
She's not my cup of tea anymore.
I feel that, but it feels like the women are siding with Carrie.
Yeah, well, it feels like Tiffany is on Team Deandra because Tiffany and Deandra came in together, and I really respected Tiffany for taking the side. When you're new in a group, it's easier to, like, go with the flow. Cameron is so annoyingly... Cameron is always on the wrong side. Like, whenever... I love everything about Cameron, except when she gets involved in drama because she's always on choosing the wrong side.
Well, she's always just sticking up for whoever she's closest with blindly.
Leanne. Like, she... Yeah. And she sticks with the worst people.
Yeah.
Leanne,
it also doesn't help that they're all drunk because it makes it impossible to have, like, rational conversations. So I do think that when they wake up tomorrow on the trip, like, they might come to a better place, but, like, they're just drunk and emotional.
Yeah.
And not, like...
No, the only person who was being rational was Stephanie, and Stephanie was not on either side. I think she was a little bit more sympathetic to Deandra, but she was really firmly, like, the only one making sense.
Yeah, I also just want to give a quick shout out to, like, all of the looks for this Western night, because not only, like, do I love a country cowboy theme, but, like, I felt like everybody's looks really represented them. Like, Cameron's pale pink boots were so stunning. Stephanie was, like, wearing all light blue, like, which is her color, and she was wearing the off-white cowboy boots that say for walking on the side, but in blue and denim. And then Brandy was just, like, I just felt like everyone's outfits really represented them.
And the rock star bus outfits were great, too, except I had a huge problem with Cameron Westcott, because at first I'm like, damn, that's really cool. She had, like, a concert t-shirt
sleeves. I saw what you saw.
And then it was a Justin Timberlake shirt.
No, but, like, that's Cameron Westcott's definition of rock and roll, and, like,
we have no choice but to respect
We have no choice but to respect
We have no choice but to respect the lack of taste. But we love her for it. We really do.
We really do. And I was just wondering, like, do they sell that t-shirt at the concession stand? No.
She made it. She, like, made the sleeves for
and
sure.
And that's, like, really sweet.
No, it's so freaking cute.
That she blinged out her Justin Timberlake concert t-shirt.
She's so precious. Like, I really have no problems with her, except that she's always choosing the wrong side.
No, but I know. But, like, even still, I think the way that she handles herself in these fights, like, she doesn't get so...
Below the belt
or in the weeds. Like, she has her side, mm-hmm. but she's not butting her head into things that don't...
Well, I disagree. I think she, like, butts in a lot and just, like, makes annoying points and, like, backs up, like, the most rant. Like, I actually don't like the way that she fights at all, but she never says anything mean.
Yeah.
And I have to respect that because some of these women go so below the belt.
Yeah.
This blow-up doll stuff is so stupid. Like, I can't. Like, I'm so... I don't even want to talk about it because I don't want to give it any airtime.
I can't believe you brought it up.
The bus was so funny. Like, honestly, great way to travel. I'm surprised, like, Housewives haven't done that more, except Kim and Croy just did that with their RV thing. But it was really funny. And when they had to walk half a mile in their shoes up to the house, like, I wanted to cry for
them. Carrie's heels were so high.
Huge.
I was in shock. That was a really long walk. That house is amazing.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta go.
That house is amazing.
Gotta go.
Like, one of, weirdly, like, my favorite houses ones I've seen.
Agreed.
Like, it had everything. It had every vibe, every mood.
Lake, jacuzzi, like, just everything.
Spa vibes, lake vibes. Usually not the same vibe.
Yeah, Chainsaw Massacre vibes next week.
Yeah.
It was really, it was actually a great episode, and I think the trip is off to a great start, and I think it'll be great. DeAndra's obviously not going home. Jeremy gave her some very sound advice. I love Jeremy.
Also thought it was so funny and, like, a cute friend moment when Tiffany gave DeAndra a B12 shot.
Yes, yes.
And I also, so Tiffany's journey from last week to this week has been interesting, and also, like, from the beginning, I feel like she was, like, a really well-liked and a fan favorite off the bat. I feel like last week we were like, okay, it took a turn, but I feel like she's super self-aware, and yes, I really like her change in attitude this week, where it's like, I'm gonna try and push myself out of my comfort zone. I feel like in her interview she's really honest and self-aware, and those are two qualities I really respect. So even when in the moment her actions, like, you know, aren't totally perfect, she always owns up to it and makes a change for the next time, and I have no choice but to respect and to stand.
I agree. Okay, that was our TV recap. Thank you so much for joining. And now we're going to do our Dear Toaster segment, which is brought to you by Hum Nutrition. Formulated by experts and rigorously tested, each unique Hum Nutrition supplement packs a combo of potent, clean, and clinically proven ingredients designed for specific goals like clear skin, improved sleep, hair growth, balanced mood, and healthier body. To help boost your well-being in the ways you need it most, take their quick quiz and get individualized product recommendations from their team of registered dietitians to help bring your skin, body, hormones, and mood into balance with Hum Nutrition. So I love a personalized quiz here, because vitamins and supplements, people have different uses for them. I know for me, like, I really want to target headaches, my memory, and just general fatigue. And that's not the case for everyone. So I like taking a quiz on humnutrition.com so I know, like, what I'm being sent is specifically for me. And, you know, I know you wanted to use it for, like, your hair and your skin.
Yes,
so
it's, and also nice for energy and all of those great things that supplements can provide. Hum Nutrition is the brand.
Some of our favorite products from there are the Hair Sweet Hair, which are the gummies that boost your body's ability to maintain healthy, vibrant hair and support hair growth. And then we also love the Glow Sweet Glow Gummies. They're vegan also, and they help keep moisture locked into your skin and glowing throughout the day. So if you have any needs that you think a supplement or a vitamin could help with, head over to humnutrition.com and use the code TOAST for 15% off your first order. So again, they have flexible subscription options and very chic packaging, and it's super easy to get started and stay on top of your daily dose. So make sure to go to humnutrition.com. The code is TOAST. You can get 15% off your first order of $29 or more.
Love it.
Okay.
Dear Toasters.
Dear Toasters is our advice segment. If you ever want to write in and get some decent advice from us, DearToasters@gmail.com is the email, and we will always keep it anonymous. Hi, Claudia and Jackie. Love you both so much, and thanks for adding much-needed humor to my days while I'm working from home. YouTube truly brightened my day.
Thanks.
I'm currently writing this under the covers in my bed, alone, may I add, on Valentine's Day. From this, you would probably believe I'm single, but I've actually been dating my boyfriend for 2.5 years. He's not very mushy, but the past 2 Valentine's days, he's taken me to dinner, given me roses and chocolates, and has spent the whole day with me. This year, we decided to do dinner on the 13th, which is a Saturday, which I was totally okay with, but to my disappointment, he didn't show any appreciation for me today on actual Valentine's Day. No flowers, chocolates, dumb Instagram posts, or anything. I don't want to sound like a brat, but it makes me feel extremely underappreciated, and I just spent nearly $2,000 to go away for a trip for his birthday on top of his birthday presents and a Valentine's Day gift. To make matters worse, he barely talked to me all day because he's been running around trying to find a headset for his PlayStation. I don't want Venus of Fleur roses, but I thought maybe gas station flowers would be okay for his budget. I really don't want to start a fight, and I don't want to come off as underappreciative, but I'm really sad and feeling let down. Let me know how you two queens would handle this if Ben and Zach pulled some shit like this. From Valentine's Day, who? Communication is key, girl. Like,
you have to speak up. You how is he gonna know?
Boys are not that smart. Like, he's never gonna know. You're just sitting under your covers. He's probably like, she has her period.
Yeah, you're gonna like stew and make yourself upset, more upset, as opposed to like, this is one of those rare times where getting it off your chest is quite helpful. Put it on someone else, you know?
Yeah, it's a burden. Like, let him unburden you.
Right. And then he will obviously apologize, because he doesn't seem like a bad person, and I don't think he ever thought that he made you feel that way. And then you will feel so much better. So I would just go to him, you know, in civilly. a sweet, just hurt. Like, hi, I had such a great time Saturday night. I just was a little bummed.
Maybe like one tear, you know, strategically placed on the cheek. Yeah. Like, get that Candace folded up tissue and like hit the corners of your eye.
Yep. Like that.
Can't like was upset.
Just say I had such a great time Saturday night. I was just a little bum because I was really excited to spend Valentine's Day with you, and
I haven't seen you all day, and like, you didn't get me any flowers. Like, what the fuck is going on?
And
I
didn't feel very special, and you know, I love you so much, and I just
sniffle.
I'm sad.
Yeah. No, communication is key. You have nothing sniff, like sniff. You're not saying anything crazy, and if he's a normal human being, he'll understand, and if he's not, bye.
And then like, leave your computer open to Venus to floor.
Shopairmaze.com.
Yeah, shopmorningtoast.com.
You know, this is not a terrible problem to have. Communication is key in a relationship, so you got to just communicate, and I know it's hard.
Yeah, no, it is hard, but it gets easier the more times you do it. Right. And then you're just expressing your disappointment about everything.
Yeah, try not to be like such a naggy. That's like my cross to bear in this lifetime is like not being a naggy wife, but like having to get things off my chest. But it's like, literally, you left the freezer open two nights in a row and like everything inside melted and I had to clean up all the chicken juice. Like,
that's horrific.
No, I know. And it's just like, it's one thing after another. I'm like, put your PlayStation remote away. I just feel like a mom at sometimes, and like, that's my cross to bear personally.
Yeah, no, I remember
I over-communicate.
The first time I was like disappointed in something that like Zach did or didn't do in our relationship, and I was like making myself sick with how to handle it.
Right.
And ultimately I decided to just let him know how I was feeling, and just overnight the stomach ache
disappeared.
Absolved.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And then it was on him to go and fix it. And right. He did. Right. And he did.
All right, next up. Hi, Jackie and Claudia. I discovered the Morning Toast in quarantine and since have listened every day. Love you both. I am 23 and my brother's 27. Back in March of 2020, peak quarantine, my parents decided to drop the bomb that my dad was not me nor my brother's biological father. They couldn't get pregnant due to my dad having bad swimmers and decided to go with a sperm donor to have my brother. When they decided to have me, they used the same donor. My parents told absolutely no one about using the donor. Cue my identity crisis. I decided to do 23andMe Ancestry and Health to learn about any health concerns and about where I'm from. I know there was a chance discovering family members, but that's the kind of stuff that happens in movies. My results came in and I have one relative, my biological grandmother. She connected with me and her bio read, I have no grandchildren, so I would love to meet you and your half-siblings. Three so far. Then a weird part saying my biological father would need to meet me first. She direct messaged me saying, I'm so thrilled to know you exist and I can't wait to learn more about you. I'm in shock. I don't mind chatting with her and learning some family history, but right now I have no interest in learning about my sperm father. I can't even imagine seeing a picture of him. Oh my God, that would be so creepy. I'm happy for his donation, but that's it. My brother has zero interest learning more and doesn't want me to share anything about him. I messaged her back thanking her for reaching out, but said I needed time to process. What would you guys do? What would you want to know more about her? Learn about the sperm father? Meet them someday? What questions would you ask? Should I ask how she connected with the three other half siblings? I don't know what to do. Please help. From a toaster with a huge family secret she can't tell anyone. Before we dive in, I just want to say, like, 1 or 2 years ago, we went on like a whole tangent about how 23andMe is like ruining the anonymity of sperm donors. And this is the exact case, because as a sperm donor, it is your right to never get named or anything. Mm-hmm. So where legally does 23andMe
fuck
that up?
That's tough. It's uncharted territory. And so I don't think there's a right or wrong way to handle it. Obviously, do what feels best to you. But in just hearing this, what I think I would do, I understand that why and how you actually have no interest in meeting your sperm donor father. And I don't think that I would either.
There's no real connection there. And I think it really complicates things. But the grandma.
But something about this precious grandma who doesn't have any grandchildren and like you, it just feels like so beautiful. So what I would say to her, if this is how you're feeling, I would say, wow, this is so amazing. Like, it's so nice to meet you. I would be interested in getting to know you. I just don't feel the same way about my, quote, father.
Yeah.
So if meeting him is the only way I can meet you, then I would say no, thank you. But if you are interested in pursuing a relationship with me, that's something I would be interested. I would also, I mean, for me personally, I don't know if she wants to get all the like half siblings together who were like part of this sperm donors
club.
I personally wouldn't feel an obligation to meet them, but I don't know, something about this Gma, like, she's on 23andMe looking for grandkids, like,
but don't do anything you're not comfortable with. So just make it very clear, like, I would love to meet you, I have like no interest in meeting your son, and if that's cool with you, great, if not, bye. Like,
yeah,
don't do anything you're not comfortable with. Grandma doesn't make the rules like you do, so
100%
don't let her push you around.
This also does sound like a little exciting.
You know, this sounds like a novel. Like, let us know how it ends. Would love an update from you, please.
Yes,
good luck. That's like, that's crazy. That's where, you know, we're living in the future,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, third and final. Hello to the most beautiful, stunning, and smart ladies. Wow. Thank you both for brightening my morning and making me laugh harder than I thought was possible while listening to a podcast. I realized that I would be H if I didn't write in for some advice. So here I am. My boyfriend is an absolute peajom. We recently bought a home and have been together for 3 years. After moving in together, dating long distance through a deployment, and even after the quarantine, we remain together and stronger than ever. But after 3 years, he has yet to post a picture of us on Facebook or Instagram. Oh no. We've had professional photos done and so many cute options to show ourselves and show off our dog. But he won't post any of them. I recently have spoken to him about how it bothers me, and his reasoning was not wanting to Google to know anything about his life. He's very private online and has only posted once in the last 3 years. I understand his concern, and it's hard to argue because he is a cybercrime agent in the FBI. Wow, this man just like sounds like everything. The only reason I've been able to come up with it is because it would just make me happy. My question is, am I overreacting? Is this just my own millennial self making a bigger deal and caring too much about social media? Yes. Signed, a possibly dramatic toaster. If you had told me a homeboy was like active on social media, playing Farmville, you know, like doing all these things, like lit Facebook account and not posting you, I would have been like, oh, this is shady. Homeboy doesn't post on Instagram, like, period. End of discussion. Like, it's not a big deal. No, and he works in cyber crimes. Like, you could see.
He knows something we doesn't. It sounds like he's the king and we're the sorry. We're the sorry people, like, giving all of our information up. Dummies. I think that you have a treasure on your hands who's looking out for all of you and your well-being. Yes. And the fact that he's not, like, putting it out to the public. It's like we're playing checkers and he's playing chess.
No, dating this man is like playing chess with Bobby Fischer. Like, he's a genius.
No, it's like being married to Bobby Fischer.
Yes.
You know?
This is such a blessing you have. Like, and I'm so glad you wrote in, because sometimes when you're in a situation, you can't see outside perspectives, and we don't know you, we don't know your boyfriend, but I feel so strongly that like my fresh perspective is right. Like, you should be so grateful that you don't have a thirst monster for like a boyfriend or a husband who doesn't care about social media. It's such a blessing. It's so fresh. It's so rare. He's literally the definition of a precious gem of a man.
Yes, like you said.
Because he's rare. Yeah. Like a precious gem.
I think he's looking out for all of you, and the fact that he doesn't post at all, like, makes him not posting you less insulting. Like, you know he's your man. If you have other reasons to, like, worry about his intentions, please write back in and let us know of those. But up until this point, it sounds like everything he does is consistent in his line of thinking. You know right. what I mean? It's not like he says one thing, does another, thinks one thing, but over here does something different. Like, this is who he is and what he believes, and everything that he does is in line with that. I don't think you have an issue.
No, you not only do you not have an issue, you have a gift. Like, you wrote in being like, I have this problem, and it turns out you actually don't have a problem. You have a surplus of blessings, and you should be grateful.
Yeah, so go give him a big kiss.
So those were our Dear Toasters. If you have written in and we have read your prompt on air this week or any week previously, and you have an update, please update us. Write another email and just put update in the subject line, and we will do our best to get it on air. And if you have any quandaries, any queries, any problems, email us, deartoasters@gmail.com. And that's our show. Our merch is now available at shopmorningtoast.com. The Redheads collection and the How You Dern collection, both available until supply runs out. So check it out.
Check it out. ShopMorningToast.com. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have a fabulous day.
Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us, The Morning Toast. Leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you have an amazing day, amazing hump day. Make sure to hump someone you love, specifically your dog. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.